Hey there, and welcome to the Pondering Stepmom podcast. I am your host, Michelle, and thank you very much for tuning in. Whether you're a regular listener or a new listener, welcome. So today I'm going to be recording the podcast with my dishwasher in the background, which literally sounds like a jet engine taking off. I'm not sure if anyone else has this issue with the newer dishwashers, especially, I noticed, but they're so loud. Anyway, with that, I hope that the sound on this podcast is all right without my friendly dishwasher being so vocal in the background. So today I wanted to talk about how we felt about our stepchildren when we initially met them. I wanted to do a little bit of a different perspective on this because so often, and I'm sure I've done an episode on this before where it's like, we're so worried about, do they like us? Are we doing the right thing? Or do they feel comfortable around us? We're always so worried about how our stepchildren feel about us. I wanted to find out from stepmoms how they felt about their stepchild when they first met them. And I got a lot of responses on this, actually way more than I thought. So this is obviously something that stepmoms had an opinion on and wanted to share. So I'm going to go ahead and jump over to the Pondering Nooks Instagram page where I got the majority, actually all of the comments. Okay, so I got a comment here from Jasmine. Thank you, Jasmine. She says, I immediately and genuinely liked my 4.5-year-old stepchild when I met him. An absolute delight. We played on the trampoline and he sat on me and farted. This certainly goes through seasons over the past 8+ years. Feelings do evolve. It happens with my bio kids too. All relationships are dynamic, is what I have discovered. Thank you for that. Yeah, absolutely. And it does happen with biological kids as well, for sure. That's a great point. Okay, comment here from Jen who said, no, LOL. She was 9 at the time I met her, but already becoming a preteen. She's 13 now, and I'm still trying. I think the age we enter their lives makes such a huge difference. Thank you, Jen. Yes, absolutely. I have said this so many times in my stepmom journey is like, my stepchild was like 6.5 when I first came into his life. And he was just this innocent, sweet child who just sort of accepted me with no question, really. And I often wonder, like, how would it have been if he had been, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, would it have been more difficult? Would he not have accepted me as well as he did? So yeah, that's a great point, and I really do think it matters. All right. Desiree says, it was a kind of at first, mainly because he was a little guy, only 5 months, when I met his dad. It was pretty quick how fast it changed and we became close. We're super close now and the bond keeps getting stronger as time goes on. 2 years with my amazing stepson. Oh, that's awesome to hear. Thank you so much. And yeah, and I also do wonder, what would it have been like if I had become a stepmom to my stepchild when they were just an infant, like a baby, like, and I had done all the changing of the diapers and the feeding and stuff? That's a trip to think about because I don't have that stepmom experience. So I can see how that bond can really be, you know, intense. So thank you for that perspective. All right, got a comment here from Rach 1001 says, neither. I completely and genuinely like my 2 stepsons now, but I think I just didn't know what to make of them. They were quiet and unsure and traumatized. I'm a children's nurse and I was used to kids, but I had no idea what it would take just to get a kid to say hello to you or not have a huge tantrum just because I arrived at the door. And it has taken persistent, constant effort from my partner and I to get them settled and happy and trusting again. But 4 years on, we're good and the kids are thriving. Ah, I'm glad to hear that. And yeah, sounds like an awkward beginning. And I don't think you're alone on that. When there's kids and you're dealing with kids for your job, and then you're encountering kids that don't necessarily want to acknowledge you or talk to you. That's tough, really, really tough. And that's one of the things about being a stepmom that I don't think a lot of people understand. Like, you could be a teacher or, like she said, a nurse and deal with children constantly on a regular basis, but have difficulty forming a bond with your stepchild or stepchildren. Absolutely. Thank you, everybody. All right, now I'm going to read a comment I received from Alicia. Thank you. She says, I'm early on in my journey, 6 months. At first, we got along well. I do think and feel that since then, we've dealt with some of her jealousy. She's a 7-year-old. And my perception fluctuates at times between she's so smart and sweet to wow, is this what it's like to be a daddy's little girl? And is spoiled an appropriate word to use at the moment? Then I wonder if I'm being too harsh based on my own childhood experiences, which were very different. The stepsons are older and had traumatic experiences with bio mom, so it's awkward and distant. Thank you for this. Yeah, the jealousy thing with the daughter and the dad, and I've heard stories from stepmoms about step parenting stepdaughters, and there can definitely be some interesting dynamics there from what I've heard. Anything from mini wife syndrome, I'm not sure if you've heard of that, to, like you said, feeling like she's got dad wrapped around her finger. But I think it's important to remember that really both things can be true at the same time. Like, she's a child. So, yes, she can be sweet and innocent, and also at the same time, possibly manipulative. And, I think it's natural. Because on the one hand, I'm sure she likes you and gets along with you, but then on the other hand, I'm not sure what her relationship is with the bio mom. But yeah, there could be some loyalty binds there, some jealousy going on. So, but you're definitely brave to enter into this situation, and I wish you only the best. Sorry to hear about the stepsons and that relationship being distant. But yeah, I really, really appreciate your comment. Oh, yeah. And also, one thing you made me think about too is how much of our own childhood baggage that we bring in as stepmoms to the step parenting role. That's a really important point as well. Quite often we're just operating as step parents and parents from a place of what we learned in our own childhood. And a lot of the time we have to learn too. So, yeah, that's an important point to bring up as well. But it sounds like you have some great perspective and good self-reflection there. Okay, and now I'm going to go to the anonymous messages that I received on the Pondering Nooks Instagram. And the first one is from a stepmom who says, I did like my stepchild, but there were so many things about her that I didn't like. It definitely changed over time. I think that kind of thing is definitely takes time if you weren't with that child from the beginning. In my case, the child was raised in a completely different manner than I would have chosen. So there was a lot of things going on there. Yeah, absolutely. This is a huge deal and probably one of the sort of top three, if not top five, issues that stepmoms go through is like when you jump in and this child has been raised differently, or even like differently within the two households, and you're coming into one household and the child is going back and forth, and there's stuff you don't agree with, possibly on both sides, like with the way your partner is, you know, disciplining or raising the child, and then with the bio mom. So there's a lot going on there, as she said. And I know in my journey, there's been so many instances where I was like, if I had just gotten my stepchild at a younger age, I could have done this, that, and this differently. You know, if I had just gotten more of a head start, you know, I definitely have had those thoughts. So yeah, it's hard. And then if you do go on to have your own biological child, and then you're raising that child in a certain way, it becomes much more clear if there's big differences in the way that your stepchild or stepchildren were raised, as opposed to the way you're raising your own child. So yeah, that can cause a lot of issues. Even if you like your stepchild, it's like they're either behaving in a way, or their routine is structured in a way, or something that has nothing to do with your decisions or the way you would have done things. Okay. Thank you for that. Next stepmom says, kind of. Eldest boy I never took to. He is on the ASD, I think maybe autism spectrum, not sure, and really hard to live with. Very quick to anger and argumentative, which I don't handle well at all. Middle stepson is a kind of. He has ADDH and mild ASD and ODD. Another difficult child to get along with. The youngest boy is a totally different kettle of fish. Easygoing, and I have bonded with him much quicker. It's all still a like relationship with the eldest two. A lot of it can be contributed to the gradual covert manipulation by their mother over the years. It feels like we are raising someone else's children, so I have found it hard to form a loving bond with them. Wow. Yeah. Sounds like she's got a lot going on. And yeah, similar to the previous stepmom, you know, it's like you're jumping into the pool and they've already been taught to swim a completely different way, you know, and it's not surprising. I don't think that it's a little bit easier with the younger one. I think that's generally the case, that younger children, you know, despite whatever issues they may have going on, are just generally more open and less jaded, I think, personally. So yeah. All right. Thank you for that. And this stepmom says, I liked my stepkids when I initially met them. I'm a teacher, so when I met them, they were the same ages as the kids I teach. The childhood was super easy, but I don't like them now. They're teenagers, and I have broken relationships with both of them. They act like people I wouldn't be friends with. They don't have the same morals and values as me. Therefore, I don't like them. Oh, wow. Yeah, so that started out well, and then sounds like it went sideways once they hit puberty and became teenagers, which, honestly, my biological child is about to go through that right now. And I can see there's those moments where you're like, you know, you're kind of acting like a jerk and I don't really like you. And that's your own child, you know? So imagine how hard it is to deal with a child that's not biologically yours going through this with the attitudes and the moods and whatnot. So yeah, that's hard. I'm sorry about that. All right, now I have a stepmom who says, hello, I saw your post about if I genuinely liked my stepchildren when I met them. The answer is simply yes. We quite literally clicked. It was similar to the connection I felt with Dad when I met him. It felt like I had known him all my life, and even though we just celebrated our first year of marriage yesterday, it feels like our 20th. The girls were 15, 13, and 10 when I met them, And I would later find out they had similar feelings of comfort and familiarity with me. Fast forward, the 15-year-old is now almost 18 and graduating this year. And my job as a school and career counselor have been some of the most fun and stressful times. Thank you for that. Wow. Yeah. Initially, my thought is when I hear 15, 13, and 10 with girls, it actually terrifies me because those ages feel scary, even the 10-year-old. But it sounds like she's had a great experience, and that's awesome. So thank you very much. All right. The stepmom says, yes, I love them so much with all my heart, more than I ever thought I would. I couldn't ever have my own babies, so I have always treated them as if they were my own, and they love me just as their bio mama. Aw, that's awesome. That is really great to hear. I love hearing the positive because even though, you know, being a stepmom is so hard and there's so many challenges that people just don't understand, there are those instances where things work out really good. And I think we should focus on those stories just as much too, because it can be done. It can be done. You know, just like a regular biological family, there's problems, and some families are completely dysfunctional, you know, and other families are not. And it happens in biological families and blended families as well. So, all right. Thank you all for those comments. Well, that about wraps it up for today. I really appreciate all the feedback. It was a lot more than I expected, actually, and all of the feedback was different. There were some stepmoms that were kind of meh, you know, when they first met their stepkids, and, you know, things got better over time. And then there were stepmoms who initially had a great relationship, and then as the kids became teenagers, it kind of went downhill. And then there's the stepmoms who had their stepchild or stepchildren from when they were infants, which is something I've always wondered about. And then you have the other stepmoms who are just kind of like, well, it's okay. It's been okay. It's still okay. It's not the greatest. And yeah, that's just the reality of blended families. And it doesn't always blend perfectly. And it's not always going to be good all of the time. You know, as I talk about a lot, you know, there's seasons. There is seasons. There are seasons of being in a good place within your blended family as a stepmom. There are seasons of being very uncomfortable. And then hopefully there's more seasons of getting into a certain kind of groove. And I think it's important for myself and for other stepmoms to kind of meet yourself where you're at and accept what is, instead of constantly thinking about what should have been, could have been, would have been, if only this, or if only that, or if only you'd done more to create a bond with your stepchild or stepchildren. Because really all you can do is your best. And take it from me, trying to bend over backwards and stress yourself out by pleasing everyone in your blended family situation, whether it's the stepkids, bio mom, bio dad, extended family, is only going to cause more stress for yourself in the end. So I think there's a good balance between, you know, obviously making an effort as a step parent to a degree that you feel you should and that you feel comfortable with, as opposed to sort of just killing yourself trying to do everything for everyone and be the super parent. So yeah, I think it's important to find a balance, and really it's just trial and error before you can find a good balance, in my experience. But yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. I think this was a good discussion with some awesome feedback. So I appreciate it as always. And you can find my work now at the Pondering Nook on Substack, which I will put in the details. I've gotten rid of my blog, my official website, and moved over to Substack. So you can find me there. All right. Until then, I hope you have a lovely morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you may be. All right. Bye.